The pasuk says, "For hoyu akruvim porshei kinofayim lamalo," that the kruvim was spreading out its wings above. Its wings was like a sukkah, was like covering above the kapurus. So kaya rachmona sikha, the Torah calls the wings schach. And what does it mean above? It was lamala mi'asarim. The wings were above asarim. Because the kruvim itself, nor is the head of the kruv, ended at 10 tfachim. So the kruvim went up 10 tfachim. Now the wings, we're soon going to see, was above the head. So if the wings were above the head, it was above Yutfachim. And the Torah's deposit is calling the Kruvim now, the wings of the Kruvim, a schach, was like a schach above the Oren. So if the Kapuris, the Kruvim itself came up 10 Tfachim, and its wings were above 10 Tfachim, so it's called this a schach on top of the Oren, it's a right to give something a shame schach, it has to be 10 Tfachim above it. The hollowness here, the ear has to be Yutfachim. On top of Yutfachim is called a schach. Just like here, the wings of the Kruvim is called the Sikha, because it was above the Kruvim, it was above Yuramis, above. The Marakaya Rachamon Sikha, Lamalan Yasar. Fred the Gemara, no, how do we know this though? Mimai digat finhu, ilu yirashayu, who told you that its wings was above its head, like with Kaimi, like we're saying now, the head of the Kruvim ended at Yutvachim. Because the Oren and the Kaparos was Yutzvachim, and the top of the Kruvim reached one third of the Mishkan, which had to be 20 Tvachim. So the Kruvim itself, the head of the Kruvim, ended at Yutzvachim. So you're telling me now the wings was above the head. Therefore, you have a raya that a tzchach is called something above Yutzvachim. Who told you that? Who told you the wings of the Kruvim was above its head? Dilma lahadi rishayu kaimi. Maybe was equal to the same size of its head. The wings were just sticking out the same height of the head. So again, the same thing. It was only Yutfachim on top of the wings. But the space between the Oren and the bottom of the wings is less than Yutfachim. Maybe it's only 9 Tfachim. So again, how do we know that our sukkah? It's possible. If you don't have 10 Tfachim of Avir in the sukkah, maybe no. Maybe it's enough Yutfachim, 9 Tfachim. Avi, you have 10 Tfachim with the schach. Like here, maybe with the wings, it was 10 Tfachim. Have the Gemara Amar Rav Acher by Yaakov Lamalaksiv. The pasuk says clearly that Parsha Kenafayim Lamala. It says that its Kenafayim, its wings, was Lamala, was above the Kruvim. For the Gemara, if so, V'yema Demedlaya Tuva. So then how do you know to say that Yutfachim is enough? Who said the wings was just Mamas above the head, was just above, that you have a space of exactly Yutfachim? That's called a Schach. Once it says Lamala, maybe it means it was very high. Maybe it's 15 Tfachim above. So maybe you're going to have now 15 Tfachim to make a Tzchach. And to Gemara, Miksiv Lamala Lamala. So does it say like a double Lashon Lamala Lamala? It says Lamala. It says, Evahoyu Akruvim Parsha Kenafayim Lamala. That's all. So Lamala means just above. So the Kitzah, the Kruvim, the wings, were just above its head. So that's the Raya. The Pasuk here calls it a Tzchach, called a Sikha. And we know that it had Yutzvachim, so it's a raya, if you have a space, a hollowness of Yutzvachim, that's called a schach. So that's how we know that the sukkah has to be, the space inside the sukkah has to be at least Yutzvachim high. So good. Well, now, ha-nichal Rav Meir, this whole cheshbon we made so far is only good according to Rav Meir Shita. The Yomer Rav Meir holds that kol ha-amois hoyo ve'nunis beninis. All the amis, what they made in the Mishkan, what they made in the Beis HaMikdash, whether the Kelim, whether the Binyan, it was always made out of 6 Tvachim. That's called an Amma Benini. An Amma Benini means 6 Tvachim. El Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah Shita is not like that. The Yomri says like this, Amma Shel Binyan Shisha Tvachim. When we're holding about Binyan, building something, building the Mishkan, building the Beis HaMikdash, the Amma was 6 Tvachim. Abba Vishal Kelim Chamisha. But the Kelim was only 5 Tvachim. So, Ma'ikla Meima, what can you say then? According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, how high was the whole Oren and the Kaparis? If it goes bus a Tfachim of 5 Tfachim to an Amma, so the Torah says the Oren was an Amma and a half. So, an Amma and a half means 5 Tfachim and another half, 7 and a half. So, the Oren was only 7 and a half Tfachim tall. So the Kaparis is another Tefach, so 8 and a half. 8 and a half Tfachim, that's how tall the Oren was. Now, the Mishkan itself was made out of 6 Tvachim. So the Mishkan itself, we said now, was 60 Tvachim high. Now we're saying now the Kruvim ended where? One third, 20 Tvachim. So the Kruvim now ended at 20 Tvachim. How high, how much, and the wings were sticking out, how much was the covering from the top of the comparison to the wings? It was 20, down to 8 and a half, is 11 and a half. So it comes out now, maybe what's called a sukkah, what's called an oil, only if it's 11 and a half amis. Because according to Shita, the whole kapurus was only 8 and a half amis tall. So you have 8 and a half, and the kruvim on top was 20 amis tall. So what's called a schach, if you're covering a space 20 amis down to 8 and a half, which is 11 and a half down. So maybe you always have to have a space in the sukkah of at least 11 and a half tvachim. How do we know to say from our Mishnah? We all decide is Yutfachim. If you're learning it out from the Orin, the Orin, according to Yehuda, was only 8.5 Tvachim tall. And the Kaparis was 20 Tvachim tall. So it was 11.5. You don't know our whole Yisite for 10 Tvachim? Elam Yehuda, the Yama, that Amos shall binyan shish Tvachim. The Yama of the Mishkan was 6. It was 60 Tvachim tall. The shell kelim chamisha, but the Aron was only with the cheshbon of 5 tefachim. So Michael Meima, Aron and kaparis kam hevelu timne yapalga. It was only 8.5 tefachim tall on top of the kaparis. Partial who's? How much are we missing now from 20? Chad sorry yapalga 11.5. So Eima suka, maybe suka is only kosher if the schach is above. Ad heve chad sorry yapalga. Maybe the schach always has to be 11.5 amos above the suka. How do we know to say with 10 tefachim it's enough? So my answer is, El Rabbi Yudi, you have to say, Avada, Hilchos HaGemiri Lo. I'll tell you, it's Allah, HaLamosh, Mi Sinai. So you say that a Mechitza has to be Yutfachim, that the Schach has to be Yutfachim above, that's Allah, HaLamosh, Mi Sinai. The Yom HaRab Chia, the Yom HaRab Chia Marashi, Om HaRav, Shiurim. That we know there's Allah of Shiurim, like we'll soon see, how much teeth. On Yom Kippur, on a, how much teeth on a regular Yisra of Chazir, how much to carry out on Shabbos, Chatzitin. When you go to the mikvah, what's called a chatzitza? What blocks the water from going on your body? Mechitzin. And halacha to make a mechitza. These halachas are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It's not exerts kosov in a posik. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai about pair. So mehlu adin here also. That's what we're saying is halacha mechitza. That a sukkah, that the mechitza has to be at least yutvachim above. That's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Enichnami. From sukkah we don't know it. We only know it from halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Rashi says, Shiurin, Shel Yisurin, Gorn Kizayis, Lechol Achilat Isser, Kosev Shem Kippurim. Chatzitzin, Mechitzin, Hilchas Mechitzin, is all Allah Lomashim Sinai. Say Nechlam, according to Rabbi Yehuda then, according to Rabbi Yehuda's Cheshbin, how tall was the Orin? And the Kaparus was only 8.5 Tvachim. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say he argues on Rabbi Yossi's memory. Because the Pasuk says that the Shechina came down on top of the Kaparus and spoke to Moshe by the Kaparus. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how tall was the kaparis? It was only 8.5 tefachim tall. So, the Shechina came down 10.5 tefachim. That's mamash called boris. Rabbi Yossi says the Shechina never came down to this earth. It was always yud tefachim above the ground. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he argues on Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, could be the Shechina does come down to this world. How do we know the yisayid of yud tefachim? It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. But, Fred Gemara, is this true? Shiurin for the Gemara. Shiurin, you want to tell me the shiur of Isurim is Allah Lamash Sinai? Because the more you're writing in it, it says in the Torah these shiurim. The pasuk says in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Chito Soyre V'Gefen Utein Ev Rimon, Eretz Zay Hashem Rodvash. V'yom Rev Chonin, Kol HaPosuk Azel L'Shiurin Emma. The pasuk is talking about the shvach, about the greatness of Eretz Yisrael, is like an extra pasuk here, is to teach us that the shiurim of the Torah is totally of these different fruits that come out of Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean the shiurim are? That Nem Chita says first wheat. What's the shear of wheat? Lebeis Hameluga. If you go inside the house that has a nega, if the house has a nega and you go inside the house, the Torah says like this. It's not, we're not like this. Ha nichnas lebeis Hameluga. If a person goes inside a house that has a nega inside the house, the Kalim al Kseifa. And you're not wearing your Kalim, you're only carrying it. Like you're carrying your jacket on your back. The sandal of a tabasa biyadai. You're holding your shoes and your rings in your hand. You're not wearing them, you're only holding them. Then the locker is, Hu v'hein tamei miyad. As soon as you walk into the house, right away your tamei and the kelim are tamei. What about hayolavish kelim? Let's say the suit that you're wearing, the sandolav, the baraglav, and you're wearing your shoes, the taboisav, that's boisav, you're wearing your ring. Now you walk into this house that has a neger in the house, the halacha is hu tamei miyad. The person taka your tamei right away. Aber v'hein toirim, the kelim that you're wearing a tohor, ad she yeshoi v'chtei achilas pras. Until you wait there in the house a long enough time it takes you to eat a achilas pras of a bread. Achilas pras means a half a loaf of bread. And what type of a bread? Pas chitim. That's what the Torah says, chitim, you know, that the bread of a wheat bread. V'loi pas serim, and not how long it takes you to eat bread made out of barley. Nesev, when eating the bread lying down, you can eat faster that way. V'yoichel b'liftin, also when you're eating it with some other spice with it, it's easier to eat b'liftin with another dish you dip it in with. So you eat the bread a little bit faster. So the length of time it takes you to eat a half a loaf of bread made out of wheat, lying down, eating with lift on, and that shi, let's say it takes 4 minutes, so if you wait inside the house 4 minutes, then your begotten become tummy. And this is exactly the cost that Rashi brings down. I can go into it. Like all part of the Torah says the word chita to know this year. Vaita soira, what is the part of to say barley for? That's none we learned. Etzem to soira. What's the shear of an etzem of a bone, of a mace? If you have the bone of a mace, the size has to be at least the size of a soira, of a barley. Then metama b'maga b'masa. V'yeinu metama b'yoyil. For tumas oil you need much more. Then you need rov binyan to be metama b'yoyil. V'akol pona for maga. If you touch the bone or you carry the bone, as long as the bone of a mace is the size of a barley, it's metama you. So that's what Torah says soirim to teach us the shiurim of the mace of tumas of a etzem. V'ayte geffen. Why does the Torah say about grapes, about wine? K'dei revi'yus yayin l'nozer. That's how we measure the shear of revi'yus yayin for nozer. A nozer is not allowed to drink wine. If he drinks revi'yus yayin, he's over in Issa. Now, what's called a revi'yus? How do we measure a revi'yus? So Rashi says the way you measure revi'yus is you have a cup and you put things inside it. Like Rashi says, K'dei revi'yus yayin. The shari suri nozer, the equal amount of the nozer, the chatan v'luvim v'yolam etzav from the shir revi'yus yayin. That means if you eat grapes and also the leaves of it, it's also mistar to the shear of revius. Shem yitnam lekois mola yain. If you put these lulvim, the leaves, inside a cup that's full of wine, ashiyetsu imenu revius yain, until revius comes out. Let's say we know revius, let's say it's 4 ounces. Now the question is, how much leaves do you have to eat up that equals the measurement of 4 ounces? So one answer is, you fill up a cup full of wine, and then you start putting these leaves in. And when the wine that falls out equals up to 4 ounces, that's called a revius worth of leaves. So Rashi says, "V'yein doima mishayi b'kais moli mayim l'mishayi b'yain." That's nafkamina. What type of a cup to use to measure it in? If we use a cup full of water and you would start putting the leaves into this water, the water would fall out much faster because wine is thicker and it sticks above the cup. So if you have a cup of wine filled to the top, and now you start putting in leaves in, the wine won't fall off so fast, because the wine picks itself up, it's thick, and it stays above until you have a lot of leaves coming in. So the kids, if you're going to measure this with wine, you're going to have to eat more leaves to make your revius come out. But if you measure it with water, as soon as you put a little leaf in, it starts overflowing. So that's nafkamina. How do you measure the revius? You want to know how many leaves does the nozer have to eat to be over zisum, you measure it through water and not through yayin. You measure it through wine and not through water. That's what the Torah says, geffen. It says geffen by the shvach of Eretz Yisrael, that you measure the shear of revius for another by measuring wine and not water. How much leaves, the leaves of the vineyards replace wine and not how much replaces water. Vayta teina, when it says the shear of a teina of a fig, it means kegroi gris leitzoy Shabbos. That's the cloud by Yisri. Now I carry out on Shabbos, I saw. How much size of food do you have to carry out on Shabbos? The shear is always gregarious. If you carry out a food, the size of a fig, yechayif. That's why the Torah says, Tena, we know the shear for it's soya Shabbos. Remain, the post of the pomegranate. What's the shear of a pomegranate? The Tanan. Kol kli balabatim. When a balabos, a private person, knows the kli. And it became tummy. Let's talk a kli cheris. It became tummy. So, lachwiz, you can't be table in the mikvah. You want to make it Torah, so you have to break it. You have to break it to make it not usable, then it loses its shame kli, and the tumah goes off it. Now, shiurim to remind him, how big of a hole do you have to make in your private kli? You have a bowl. How big of a hole do you have to make in this bowl? The size of the rima goes through it, a pomegranate. Because by a private person, as far as if you make only a small hole of a nut, so we'll say, true, you're not going to use it for nuts now, but you would to store apples there. Because a private person stores a lot of things in there. If you're a person that's selling it, then the svar is no, much smaller share. Because once it gets hold of it, you can't sell it, it's not worth anything to you. But a private person, if you own it already, now if you have a small hole in the kli, you'll use it for bigger things. Mashenkin, the svara, once it gets the hole, the size of a pomegranate, that's a svara, you don't use it anymore. That's the shia that loses its shen kli, and the isip, the tumah, goes off it. That's what Torah says, remind, that's the size. Then the pasuk says, eretz, zayis, shem, nutvash. The size of a zayis, of an aleph. So the more eretz, shekol, shiureha, bekezaisim. That all the shiurim are told in the kezaisim. For the Gemara, kol shiurim, is that true? Every shiur we have is told in the size of an aleph. Sakotaita, you can tell me that. Hu'ika hani demrinon. You just got finished saying a lot of measurements. The measurements by a bone of a mace is a barley, of a besam luga, is a chito, gefen, is a revius yayin. So not all the shiurim are told in the kezaisim eating an aleph. You have other shiurim also. Now the Gemara Eleima means to tell us, Sheroiv Shireo Kazaisim. Rov Shirum of Yuraisa is always telling the Kazais. Like Rashi says, Mace Unavela Vit, the Thomas Mace, Mace Unavela, the Yisachela Vit Chela Vadam of Pig of Anoisa Vatome Vigiranosha, the Yiti Surma Torah, it's always telling the size of the Kazais. So most of the Shirum of the Torah is telling the Kazais. That's why it says Eretz Zay Shemin. Then the Vash, it says honey. The honey here means dates. So what's the shear of a date? The size of a big date, that's mace of daita. That makes you feel satisfied on Yom Kippur. It takes away the inui, so you chai for Yom Kippur. That's what the Torah says, the shear of a date. So I call upon him alma the rising inu. So Kopon, we see Shiurim is not Stam Halachal Moshim Sinai. Mamash Vadashni from these Psukim here. So it's as if the Torah said Beferish to Shiurim. So how could you say before that Shiurim is Halachal Moshim Sinai? So Kashtak on Rav, the Omer Abchiv Arashi Omer Rav, that these Halachal Moshim Sinai were Dashni and Absukim. So Omer answers Poshid, for Tizbro is a Svara, you really think what you're saying is true, that Shiurim meets Sidai. Does the Torah really say the Shurim here? The Pasuk says, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Chita, Sarah, Gefer, Taino. The Torah says about the Shvach, the good Paris, come out of Eretz Yisrael. Where does the Torah say here the Shurim? Havada, the Torah is not really saying the Shurim here. Havada, Ela Hilchasoninu. Havada, the Shurim we had just now, all Halachal Moshim Sinai. Ukro, Asmachta, Biyalmu. It's Tamar Asmachta, it's Asmam Smach. Once we know, the Shurim was said, Halachal Moshim Sinai, now we can find a little remez, little zechel adover from the Torah. But avad, without the Halachal Moshim Sinai, we would not know these halachas from the Torah. So it's good round. The Shurim are not really halachal from the Torah. From these psukim alone, we would not know the Shurim. Avad, in the Halachal Moshim Sinai. It was taught to Moshe Baper. Now once we know the Halachal Moshim Sinai, now we make a smachless remez from these psukim. So it's good. So avad, the Shurim is Halachal Moshim Sinai. Who would then they said after the person becomes bar mitzvah? When he's 13, it's also Halachal Moshim Sinai, that year. That by a girl who comes basmit, by 12, it's also Halachal Moshim Sinai. And the Chassam Sofer wants to say, Machm is there, that by a goy has a different shear. If it's Halachal Moshim Sinai, Halachal Moshim Sinai wasn't said by a goy. A goy taka doesn't have the shear of 13. A goy to become a godol is not totally in 13, it'll be totally maybe whoever becomes smart enough. Right. Chatzitzin the Yeraisininu. So what we say now, Chatzitzin is, for the Gemara's Kasha, you said before Chatzitzin is Halachal Moshim Sinai. For the Gemara, no, it's also derived, it says in the Torah. You see, the Pasuk says, when you go to the Mikvah, it says, V'rochas es besaroi v'mayim. So we dashin that your whole body has to go into the water. Shloye dover choytzeitz, v'ena l'vena mayim. You can't have anything on your body that's stopping the water from going on your body. You can't have anything dividing between you and the water. So it's a Pasuk here. That Rochas is Psar B'mayim, and the Gemara Ki Osi Hilchaso. True, Avada for the actual body to going into the water. That the Pasuk says there can't be a Chatzitza. Your body has to be in the water and nothing dividing the two. But you know what the Hilchaso comes for? Lisaroi, teach us the loch of your hair. That your hair also has to go into the mikvah. Ki the Rabba Bar Bachona, like he said, the Yama Rabba Bar Bachona. He said that Nimo Achas, if you have one hair, Kishura, if there's a knot in the hair. One hair by itself, chetzesis. That knot becomes so tight, it doesn't let the water touch all the parts of the hair. It's called a chatzitz, it's not a good tefillah. What about sholosh? Let's say you have three hairs together, and the knot came with you, like a knot came in three hairs together. Then the knot is not so tight, it's a little bigger than that. Ain't a chetzesis. That's not called a chatzitz. The water could get in there. What about shtayim? If you only have two hairs together that became knotted together, then any day, here's mesupik. If that's called tight enough to say the water does not go through it or not. So So I call upon him for this halacha that there can't be a chatitza on here. That's halacha l'mashim Sinai. Rashi says, Nimachas kshura or makbid alov. In the case where she's makbid, then we say chatzetzes. The mehedik shapri because it's very tight. V'loy ayel b'mayi, no water goes in that knot. V'amin l'kamon kazrin al miyuta yamakbid. We even make a gzera on a miyat hamakbid of a shalosh shena chatzetzes. That if you have three, it's not chatzetzes. L'fishasar kosher. It's hot here. For the mehedik shapri doesn't get too tight together. V'yayel b'mayi, water goes inside it. So I call upon him, that's the halacha l'mashmir Sinai. That even on here also, there's a halacha for the chatzitza. So Rashi's mashmir, that is the chatzitza by a sar, the sar also has the halacha that you have to have roiv. Havalik will soon see, if Adam and the rice, the chatzitza is only, if roiv of the body has a chatzitza. If only a mir, the small part, has a chatzitza, that's only with the rabbonin. So Rashi's saying here also, that's what we say, one knot. It's called the chatzitza, Havalik is only the rabbonin the chatzitza. That since you're makbet, she doesn't like it to be there, the knot. And it's a mir, that she's makbid, and Rabbanan, I call upon him, it's called the chatzitza. But I call upon him, we see that the hair also has to go in the mikvah. So how do we know that? That's halacha l'mashim Sinai. For the Gemara again, no stiraisa. For the Gemara, tiraisa ninu. The hair is also the achi of the raisa to go into the mikvah. The pasuk says, ve'rochatz es besorah b'mayim. You have to wash your body in the water. You have to go into the mikvah. And we dash in, what's es? What do you mean, es besorahim? Es means a tofel of sorry, something that's secondary to the bosor. Oman, ninu, what's the tofel? What's the secondary to it? Sarah means your hair. So we see clearly in the Raisam that the hair of the body also has to go into the mikvah. If the hair is above the mikvah, it's not called a good tefillah. So that's the Raisam. So what do we need the halacha l'mashim Sinai? Rashi has a tofel of sorry. Yei b'mayim a tofel adovik. What's attached to the body also has to go into the mikvah. What's called attached to the body? That's the hair. So the Gemara, so what do we need the Hilchasa for? Kiyosi Hilchasa L'Kirav Yitzchak. The Halacha L'Moshe Sinai is telling us the Halacha is of Chatzitza. True, you're right. The Torah says your body has to go into the mikvah. And if you have a Chatzitza on your body, it's no good. But how much of the Chatzitza passes Midiraisa? That the Torah doesn't say. That's Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. The Halacha is of the Chatzitza or Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. Kirav Yitzchak. The Yom Rav Yitzchak, this says like this. Tavah Torah. What's the halacha midiraisa al halacha l'mashim Sinai that ruba yomakbed olav chaitzitz midiraisa chatzitzus only if rova of your body is covered up with something and also your makbed you don't like it to be there. Those right afterwards you're going to take it away. You have dirt over rova your body, so for sure your makbed you don't want it to stay there, and it's around rova your body. That's a psul midiraisa. That's not called the good chatzitza. How do we know this? That's the halacha l'mashim Sinai. Rashi rubai. Rive sarai matuna patit. So Rashi learns the halacha was even said on the sar also. On here also the same halacha. In other words, halacha is that the sar has halacha by itself. The sar is not called part of the body. The sar has its own halacha. So rove of the sar is matuna patit or kosher achas achas or maklal chaitzitz. In other words, the hair by itself, if rove of the hair has knots, it will be a chatzitza midiraisa. What about Ushain and Makbadolov, let's say rove of the hair stock have knots. But she doesn't care about them. She don't care if they're not if the hair has knots. Or else not like Rashi learned, on rove of your body you have, let's say, a band-aid, and you're not makbad, but there or not doesn't bother you. It looks nice. The locker is ain't a chaitzitz. Midirais it's not called a chatzitza. Since you don't care if it to be there, it's not called a chatzitza. But the gozro our rubai shaina makbid mishem rubia makbid. Midirabonim that was called a chatzitza. The rabbonim made exera, if your body is covered up, rove of your body is covered up, even though you're not makbid, you don't care if it's there or not, you'll leave it there. The Rabbanan said it's no good. Xera auto may be in the case where you have most of your body covered up, and you'll be makbid. And that's also midiraisa. The Rabbanan meant even if rove is covered up, it's also called a chatzitza. Vaita v'yam yutai. Let's say you only have a small meat. You only have a small piece of dirt on your body. Abu makha makbid. But your makbid, you don't like it to be there. It doesn't look nice. You're for sure going to take it off right away. That's also a chatzitza midirabbanan. Why? Mishum ruba ya makbid. Because Rabbanan made exer, if you can have a little piece there, that you makbid, maybe sometimes you go to the mikvah, and rove of the body has something that you makbid. And that's also midiraisa. So Rabbanan made exer, whether it's roiv, even though you're not makbid, or whether you makbid, even though it's a meat. For the Gemara, why don't you make a third exer like? Valigzanam, let's also include an exer, al miyuta shena makbid. Even if you have something very small on your body, that you're not makbid, you have a nice band-aid. It looks nice. doesn't bother you if it's there or not. You let it stay there. And it's only a mitzvah of the body. So loch riz even with rabbanim, mikiradin, it's not called a chatzitza. So why didn't the rabbanim make gzera to say no, it's called a chatzitza? The teretz is, why should they make the gzera? Mishumiyat ha-makpid. Because even though now it's a miyat, but maybe let's be afraid, sometimes you'll be makpid, sometimes it'll be a dirty band-aid, that you don't want it to be there. Inami mishumruba shayna makpid. Or else you made gzera when robe of the body is covered up. And even though you're not makpid, it's a psalm of the rabbanim. So why did the rabbanim make another gzera even where it's not roiv and not makpid? The teretz is poshut. He gufa gzera. That when you have roiv and not makpid. Or else when you're makpid and a miyat. That's only gzera mit rabbanin. Now the cloud is you want to say via non nakum gzera. You want to make a second gzera on gzera. That we don't say. So therefore the rabbanin will not makpid if it's only a miyat on the body and you're not makpid. Because what do you want to make gzera? Maybe one of the two will come about. Even if only one of the two come about, it's also only mit rabbanin. Mit the rice it's only called a chasitza via two chasroinis. It has to be covering most of the body and you have to be makpid. You don't like it to be there. If you take away one of these two things, it's only us with the Rabbanin. So Rabbanin only made Xerah when you have at least one of the two things. Either you're makpid, you don't want it to be there, or else it's a pawn, rove of the body. But when you don't have either one of the two, if it's only a part, a miyat, a small part of the body, and she doesn't care if it stays there or not, so there the Rabbanin will not goyzer. There, mikra din, she's allowed to go to the mikvah. The mice of the minig is not to have anything on the body when you go to the mikvah. The mikra, that's only stam mouth minig. The mikra din, if it's only a miyat and not makpid, it's not called a chatzitza. So good. So these are the halachas l'moshe m'sinai. In other words, chatzitza is midiraita. But how much of the size of a chatzitza? That's a Yitzchak din, the halach l'moshe m'sinai. You have to have ruba yamak, but that's midiraita. Vaita. Freddy Mora. Mechitzen. That's what we're saying now. Mechitzen is the halach l'moshe m'sinai. The Gemara says, hodi amur, like we learned before. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mechitzen, the Gemara, Hod Yamar, we learned before. How do we know Mechitzen is Yutfachim? That's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So Gemara says, Honi, Rabbi Yehuda, that's good according to Rabbi Yehuda that said that the Kaparis was 8.5 Tfachim tall. So then you don't know the Shear of Yutfachim. You have to come on to Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Elul Rab Meir, Michael Meima. But according to Rab Meir, he said no. The Kaparis was Yutfachim above the ground. So we learn now from the Psukim there that Yutfachim is called a Mechitzen. So what are you telling me now? It's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai that the Mechitza is Yutzvachim. We know from the Torah. We know from the Kaparis it was Yutzvachim tool. So how can you say it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? The Torah says, Ki Asi Hilchasum. That we said is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai about Mechitza, true. The Iker Halacha that Mechitza has to be Yutzvachim tool, that we know without the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. That we know from these Pesukim about the Kaparis. Or we need a further Halachas. L'Gud. There's a Halacha anytime it's three Tzvachim away, less than three Tzvachim, no, L'Gud. The good means to lift up the mechitza. Once you already have a mechitza, yutzvachim, we can lift it up, go all the way up. Good achis or good asik, or else the mechitza comes down. Those are lachal moshim sinais. Beloved, anytime it's less than three tvachim away, we say loved makes the cold attached. We have two sticks, less than gimel tvachim away, it's cold attached. How do we know the yisrael of loved? You can attach two things together if they're less than three tvachim away. That's lachal moshim sinai. That's called halachas in the mechitza. The daifin akum we had before, tremendous chiddush. In a case where the wall itself, and on top of the wall, there's the roof. That's posle schach. And in the middle of the roof, it caved in. So you put schach in the middle of the roof. But the kasher is either wall doesn't touch the schach. Why is it kasher? So he said, daifin akumah. We look as if this wall now goes straight up, and it turns over, and the top part of the roof, if it's less than dal damas away, becomes part of the wall. So the wall mamash turns over. How do you know to say this? Daifin akumah. That's about halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So it's good what we've learned before from Rav. Avada in mechitzas, there are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. I, according to Rameya, we learn out from the Kaparis that yutzvachim tool, that's the height of a mechitza. True. That's one halacha we know from the Torah. But avada, the rest of the halacha.
Yeah, just one more thing. What we spoke out on top that Rashi said on Rubai, Rashi said, Roiv saroi, metunath betit, oi kosher achas achas, umakbed olav chaitzitz. Rashi says, that's what Rabbi Yitzchak said halacha, that by chatzitza, Rubai umakbed olav chaitzitz, Rashi says that applies to Sar, applies by Yehir. In other words, if Rov of Yehir has knots, single knots, then it's called a chatzitza. So some of us want to learn from Rashi, like Tosis Mashma, the Rashi learns is only by the Sar, by Yehir, that you have to come on to Rubai Umakbid. Mashenkin on your body, any little bit would be a chatzitza midiraisa. But Tosis argues on this, Tosis brings rice from the Gemara in Yevamis, that even on your body also there's a cloud that midiraisa, what's called a chatzitza, only ruboy ulmak bedolov. But less than that, even on your body is not called a chatzitza. Now even in Rashi also, Meforshim said that Rashi also doesn't really mean that. Rashi is also masking that the din applies even to the sar. But avada by the body also, Rashi is masking that if you don't have ruboy ulmakbid, midiraisa is not called a chatzitza. Rashi just saying the hair is also considered like a body by itself. And therefore, if rove of the hair, I have knots in it, and it's a ruba, ilmakbid, you would be called a chatzitza. Even though, negated to the rest of the body, it's not called rove, but that's the chiddush that the side of the hair was considered like a body by itself. But who had in the body itself also had the same halacha, that it's only called a chatzitza if you have ruba, ilmakbid, olav. All right, we'll stop here.